Well, good morning. How are you all this morning? Pretty good? You're great! Yes! It's so good to be with you today. I have a question like I always do every week. How many of you have ever been fishing? Have you ever gone fishing?
Yeah, I have a fishing game.
You have a fishing game! I bet you catch a lot more fish on your game than I do in real life.
I have a fishing puzzle.
A fishing puzzle, because fishing is always a puzzle. So anybody ever caught a fish? Except on your game?
Yes.
You've caught a fish? Was that fun? Did you have a good time catching the fish?
Garfish.
I'll just leave that. Caught a starfish. Starfish linguine. No, not so much. Did you catch a fish, Coco? You never caught a fish? It is so fun. At least that's what they tell me. We have got to get you guys fishing. Starfish, crayfish. I'm talking a fish. Like a big ol' ahi. Okay, little fish. Okay. Well, in the lesson for today, well, when you go fishing, what do? You take a fishing pole, right?
And you
know why. Put the pole in the water. If you catch seaweed, then you don't eat it.
If you live here and you catch a seaweed, you eat it. In some other places, not so much, okay? Okay, so you... Okay, hold up. You put a little bait on the hook. You throw it into the water. And what do?
You catch a fish!
That's the idea! But you mostly wait. You wait. And you wait some more. And then all of a sudden, something tugs on the line. And you burn, you drill it, and you pull it up, and you pull it up, and it's hard work, and you're sweating, and the guys behind you are going, pull the fish in, man, and you pull it, and you pull it, and you pull it on up, and it's about this big.
No, it's this big.
And it's wonderful. Well, today, Jesus goes down the shore, and he finds who?
God!
Some fishermen. He finds some fishermen. And you know what he says to them?
No.
Come and follow me.
Take.
Leave your fishing pole. Leave your nets. Come and follow me. And I will make you fishers of people. Have you ever fished for people?
No.
Can you imagine how big a pole you'd need to pull somebody like Rusty in? Raise your hand. Everybody look at Rusty. If we were having to fish for Rusty, we'd have to have a big line and we'd pull him in like this. And he'd say,
I caught a lady.
Oh, you did not. So do you think that's what Jesus was saying, that we should go around and fish for Rusties?
No.
I don't think so either. I think I've completely lost control. I'm not sure that I ever had it. Okay, shh, shh. All right, so if we're going to... Hang on just a second. So when we fish for people, Jesus was saying, I need some help. So let's say I said to you, Sophia, I want you to go tell people about Jesus. And I want you to knock on some doors and tell people about Jesus. How many people do you think you could talk to in a day? If you had to walk the neighborhood and knock on doors... You're going to find 12 people to live with you in a big house. That's called a cult. But it's not a bad idea. But you can talk to 12 people. So I'm going to send you out and you're going to go talk to 12 people. But what if we got Andrew to help you?
That's okay.
We could talk to more people, couldn't we? And then, what if we got you? What if we got... Wait. You guys are noisier than I am, and that's astonishing. If we have 12 and 12 and 12, how many is that?
30.
36, yes, that's absolutely right. And if we had 100 people, what if everybody in the whole church went out and told 12 people about Jesus? How many would we have?
10!
A bunch is the right answer. That's the answer to all my math questions. So what Jesus is doing is he's going and he's getting some people to help him tell other people about God. So he gets those people, and that's what he means when he says, I'm going to make you fish for people. So, who is it, do you think, that Jesus calls to fish for people? Who do you think it is? Kids? It's you! So when Jesus says, I'm going to make you fish for people, he's not talking about all those people out there. He's not just talking about Mr. Walker. He's not just talking about, you know, Ms. Horman. Yes! That's it. It's you. God calls you to fish for people. So even though you may not have a big old fishing pole, you do have God's word.